today on Take 5, we explore the shocking 911 details of the Josh Powell case up in Washington State. And we ask the question, could it happen here in Central Oregon? This is Take 5, and I'm Lori Robb.
Oh. And were you calling about the fire in the 8200 block over on 88th Street?
People throughout the Northwest were shocked to hear the recent story about a father who killed himself and his two sons in an explosion near Tacoma.
And you think he might have done this intentionally?
Yes.
Many people have said that the first 911 dispatcher who took the call from the social worker should have acted much faster, and also that local emergency workers should have known about this potentially dangerous child custody visit.
He blew up the house and the kids. Kids were one step ahead of me. They're 5 and 7. They were one step ahead of me, and he slammed the door in my face.
1110 KBND News spoke with Deschutes County 911 Director Rob Poirier, and it may reassure you that he says there are several reasons why this would not have happened. Here.
You know, the first thing that sort of immediately grabbed my attention was where they had noted an 8-minute delay from the time the call came in till the time that an officer was dispatched. Again, I don't know how they're set up there. In our particular center, as a call taker is on the phone with somebody calling in something like that, sure, they're going to be on the phone and they're going to be asking probably a lot of the same questions that were asked by the Washington dispatcher. However, the difference is we've got somebody who's the dispatcher for the specific police agency that once they have a location and sort of an idea of what's going on, they're going to be dispatching the officers right away. Just to give you sort of an example, our average of from call to dispatch time is 12 seconds. We make it a point to have that information out there nearly immediately. Now, what's happening is the call taker is still on the call, but that officer has already been advised of the call and is receiving updates either over the radio or over the mobile data terminal.
So the 911 officer isn't, in our case here, isn't really forced to make a judgment call.
Well, it's basically the information's put out there. Now, I'm not going to say that, with even our local budget issues, I mean, our law enforcement partners are also very challenged with resources. So, we may get into a situation where calls are what we call, they're stacked, where we're starting to get calls building up because there's not just somebody available to take the next one that comes up immediately. So the dispatcher would have an obligation, and this is all part of our protocol, that if we were in a situation like that we would immediately get a hold of the watch commander so that watch commander could, readdress the priorities or, sort of make that decision. It's really not left to us here in the center.
Coming back after the break, Rob Poirier tells us about another big way they try to avoid a tragic ending to dangerous child custody cases. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 as we talk with Deschutes County 911 Director Rob Poirier. He points out that when you know how the Josh Powell story ends, it's frustrating to hear the 911 tape or read the transcript. But he says people need to be more objective.
I'm a freak for their lives.
We already know what happened. So it's very easy for us to fill in the blanks. But if you were to give that manuscript to somebody who hadn't heard anything about it, you'll notice it's quite a ways down in the script that they even really connect us to who this person really is. I mean, she didn't say, I'm so-and-so with social services, and I was here to supervise a visit. And so she sort of assumed that the person she was talking to was going to know all that information.
And they have to respond to emergency life-threatening situations first.
This could be life-threatening.
I think the other thing that really struck me, too, was, and this is something I'm kind of proud of Deschutes County for, is we really work hard to collaborate all of our efforts in public safety and to learn how to understand how each other's role in this whole system works so that when we do get a call, we've already decided, hey, if we're going to send a social worker out on a high-risk type situation, we're probably going to call 911 first just to let them know.
Take 5 is a production of News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.